Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
809, it is something to see these bonfires that they have. St. James Sheriff Claude Lewis joins us now to talk about access and egress, how to get there and how to enjoy them. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you? Merry Christmas to you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you as well, sir.
Thank you for taking the time with us. Let's make it user-friendly, if we can, for people that are coming from New Orleans. What's the best way, if I'm coming from New Orleans and or anybody else, and West Bank, East Bank, and they want to go see the bonfires in St. James Parish, what's the best way to do it?
Yes, sir. If you're coming from New Orleans, best bet would be to take I-10 west from New Orleans and then exit the Gramercy exit. From there, follow it all the way to the Highway 44, which is going to be the River Roads, where all of the bonfires are located on the levees that we have in our parish. Once you're on Highway 44, you can take it all the way down to Highway 642. You'll be able to make right-hand turns from that way and just enjoy the safety of the deputies that will be along the route to help you along your route.
What about parking, Sheriff? Is there parking along the levee, or where do people park?
There will be minimal parking along the River Road, the levee side. Most of the parking that you could go to would be by the hospital, East St. James Hospital, or you could go to the Lutcher Park, and it's a nice little walk. But we got some lovely weather tonight, so just come out and enjoy and please be safe, and if you're walking up the levees, please ensure you walk instead of running. Wouldn't want any accidents to happen.
No, tell me about what people should not bring, or can they bring a drink or not? I don't know what the laws are.
Some of the areas, the mayors of both Gramercy and Lutcher have signed off on those open containers. The bonfires will be lit at 7 p.m. and should be out about 9:30 p.m.
When you say signed off on open containers, meaning you'll be able to walk with an open container or you won't?
You will be.
You will be, okay, because it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Just have somebody have a designated driver and be safe.
Yes, most definitely.
So if I'm going, and you said, that what was the hospital, East?
You have the St. James Parish Hospital as a large parking area. You also have several churches in the area that have large parking lots. We ask that they please be mindful of the parking areas along the roadway of Highway 44. Some of the landowners have taped off their property.
How spaced out are these bonfires if I wanted to start? So if I'm going, I guess, east to west, I would start where to see the first one?
Oh, the first one would be right there underneath the by the Veterans Bridge on Highway 44. And from there, it stretches about 5 to 6 miles all the way to Paulina, Louisiana, Convent.
That'd be a pretty good walk, but you can – how spaced apart are they, I guess, what I'm saying? Can you walk on top of the levee and see these?
Yes, you could. Yes, you could. And if you wanted to travel the entire length, it would be about 5 to 6 miles of bonfires from Gramercy all the way to Gramercy, Lutcher, Paulina, and Convent. If you want to stay in your vehicle and take a slow drive to watch those bonfires.
And they're all on the East Bank?
East Bank, and we have some on the West Bank. That would be your Vachery and St. James area.
Right.
But our East Bank is has a lot more bonfires.
And about how spaced apart are they? It looks like the major concentration would be between, like, Gramercy and maybe Paulina?
Yes, sir. They're probably spaced about maybe 20, 30 feet apart, if that.
Oh, well, there you go. Sheriff, thank you. I appreciate the time and the insight and the directions, and I hope everybody goes out and has a good, safe time, you and your staff and the whole St. James Parish. Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Same to you, sir. 8:13, we'll take a break, come back, talk to, well, not a sheriff, but a former superintendent of NOPD, head of the Washington State Police, head of Nashville City Police, Ronald Surpass, as we discuss crime here on WWL.